Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
And now it's game week for our Monroe County High School 11s. All three units at home on Friday night. Fifth-ranked South to Columbus East. Number 14 North welcomes in ninth-ranked 4A Mooresville. And Scott Fisher's Edgewood Mustangs show the door to the Mitchell Blue Jackets, and they showed an option attack with Grant Coffey at quarterback against North Putnam last Friday in a scrimmage. Coffey and Jackson Collier rotated the first series, and the Mustangs drove 65 yards for six, Collier hitting Michael Law on a 25-yard six-pointer, which was quite impressive right out of the starting block.
I thought our kids played with more poise, playing together, playing with poise, communicating. Really pleased with our offense. I thought the offensive line created some holes for us, for Gabe and for Grant Coffey. Defensively, we still got some work to do. We weren't very disciplined on the defensive line. We jumped offside several times. We'll have to address that this week. Get that cleaned up.
Edgewood head coach Scott Fisher, Mitchell the opponent. Chalk Talk with Scott at 6:30 from the red carpet in Ellisville as we kick off another season of high school football on the airwaves. We've been doing that since 1949. Have a good start to your week. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Fall camp week three underway for Tom Allen's Hoosiers, coming off its first close scrimmage Saturday, where both Brendan Sorsby and Taven Jackson shared equal snaps, and from what I was told, both had their good and not-so-good moments, but that was to be expected. That being said, though, entering now week three, offensive coordinator Walt Bell's measuring stick kind of condenses a bit. What with Ohio State just 19 days away?
I think first things first, who can manage the line of scrimmage? You know, whether it be, you know, shift, motion, you know, verbalizing snap counts. I think the first thing you have to be able to do is minimize error, you know, and then second, who can take care of the football. And then number three, you know, there is a level of spot hitting you have to possess. And so to me, it's, you know, your pre-snap process, you know, your late and down decision making. They've come a long way. They are much improved, but we still have a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do before we play Ohio State.
Well, there you have it. The ABCs for Walt Bell, Brendan Sorsby, and Taven Jackson. By the way, the Hoosiers will have a open practice Friday at Lucas Oil Stadium. That's where they'll play Louisville on the 16th of September. Our thought for this Monday, seek to understand before being understood. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.